Good morning. My name is Leslie Keller, and I will be your conference operator for today. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on General Economic Policy Guidelines 2020. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answers session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star 8 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 8 again. I will now introduce you to the speaker, Mario Alejandro Gaitán González, Chief Economist of the Ministry of Finance, and José de Luna Martínez, Head of the Public Debt Unit, to proceed with the remarks. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. As you know, last Sunday, the Ministry of Finance delivered the 2020 economic program to the Congress, which includes the General Economic Policy Guidelines, the Federation Revenue Law Initiative, and the Expenditure Budget Project for 2020, as well as the proposals to modify the tax framework. This economic program is based on four principles. Four important principles: macroeconomic stability, fiscal discipline and debt sustainability, austerity and efficiency in the execution of public expenditure, and strengthening tax collection and compliance, the latter by fighting tax fraud and evasion. In this line, the economic program reiterates the government commitment to fiscal and financial discipline to guarantee macroeconomic stability and sound public finances. This commitment is reflected in the 2020 target of a primary surplus of 0.7% of GDP that ensures a sustainable trajectory of the historical balance of public sector borrowing requirements. That's the broadest concept of public debt, net public debt. The 2020 macroeconomic framework considers conservative and realistic assumptions. First, considering the global growth outlook, And the recent evolution of the domestic activity, we're estimating an annual GDP growth rate for 2020 in the range between 1.5 and 2.5%. This estimate is exactly the same as the one that presented Banco de Mexico 2 weeks ago in their quarterly report, and is also in line with international organizations. The macroeconomic framework also has an assumption of inflation of 3% that anticipated for 2020, at the end of 2020, which corresponds to Banco de Mexico projection for the fourth quarter of the year. And an average exchange rate is expected to be at 19.9 pesos per dollar. Finally, given the volatility in the oil market, we're estimating an oil price of $49 per barrel, and a production platform of 1.95 million barrels of oil per day. Of this 1,950,000 barrels, 1.87 million are from Pemex, and 85,000 barrels are from private. On the revenue side, the commitment to not propose new taxes nor increasing existing taxes in real terms in 2020 remains. The fiscal program includes measures to strengthen public revenues by simplifying the tax framework and addressing tax avoidance and evasion. However, to increase tax compliance, we need stronger enforcement measures. In this sense, the Congress is currently discussing stronger sanctions for tax fraud and the issuance of apocryphal invoices. Some of the measures to increase the tax base and have a more efficient tax collection are the following. The Tax Administration Service, the SAT, will use effective tools to combat illegal and abuse practices that deteriorate tax collection. Among these tools is the use of data science to detect apocryphal invoices. Administrative measures to reduce tax evasion by improving VAT and income tax withholding. Collect VAT for services related to the digital economy that currently are not being taxed. In addition, Pemex tax burden is reduced to free resources for investment and exploration. Considering the assumptions in the macroeconomic framework, for 2020, we estimate budgetary revenues of the order of 5.5 trillion pesos. Within, tax revenues represent 63% of total budget revenues. It is estimated that tax revenues will increase 2% in real terms with respect to the revenues approved in 2019, in line with our growth estimate. Moreover, this estimate includes the gains in efficiency in tax collection. On the other hand, all revenues represent 18% of total budget revenues, while Pemex revenues will increase 4.5% in real terms with respect to 2019 estimates, due to an expected recovery in oil production and Pemex fiscal benefits of 40 billion pesos. The federal government oil revenues show a decline of 23.4% with respect to the approved to the revenues approved for 2019 due to the lower estimates in oil price and the reduction in the Pemex fiscal burden. On the expenditure side, the 2020 budget expenditure projects 6.1 trillion pesos, of which 72% is programmable expenditure. Some of the budget main priorities are expenditure on social welfare, the strengthening of the energy sector, particularly Pemex, and security. In this line, expenditure on social welfare represents 57% of programmable expenditure. To the energy sector will go 23% of programmable expenditure, and 5% is for security. Non-programmable paid expenditure represents 28% of the budget. Within, the financial cost shows a decrease of 5.5% in real terms with respect to the approved in 2019. Finally, with the 2020 economic program, this administration reaffirms its commitment with fiscal and financial discipline to guarantee macroeconomic stability and sound public finance. Thank you for your attention. We are now